You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's gender pay gap has remained at its lowest point in 20 years at 14.0%. But the bad news is that in order to make the same amount of money as men did in the last financial year, Australian women would have to work for an extra 59 days. New data from the Workplace Gender Equality Agency reveals that Equal Pay Day will be on the 28th of August this year, marking the extra days from the end of the previous financial year that women would have to work on average to earn the same amount as men earned that year. It's a fact that's not lost on the Australian public.
Isn't it right we have a fair pay for a fair day's work? Regardless of your sex, you should be paid for what you deliver.
One factor would be that they probably don't negotiate their pay as much as men probably would. I guess probably the stop and starting in their career. Women tend to take more leave than men do, whether it be maternal leave or carer's leave.
I think there's some prejudice, you know, that's what's been practiced in many, many generations, many, many years. So it takes time to change that habit, the way of their thinking.
Angela Tomazos, the Director of Policy at the Business and Professional Women Australia Network, told SBS that change is happening every day, but the rate of change needs to increase.
Although the gap has been reducing over years, it's more worrying about how long it would take for us to close that gap completely. What we are finding, though, is there is overwhelming evidence that when there is clear actions put in place, we see the gap decline. Mm-hmm.
Recent estimates from the World Economic Forum suggest global pay parity will take more than 200 years to achieve. In her role, Ms. Tomazos lobbies the government on issues that women in the workforce are concerned about, including equal pay. She says more attention needs to go towards shifting society's understanding of care roles, whether that be for children or elderly parents.
Parental leave, you know, in our society, the unconscious bias that it's the female that's the primary carer that will then take time out of her career to care for their dependents. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's the ability to recognise that it's not just the female that is the primary carer; it's equally shared in terms of the care.
Leonora Risser is an economist and agrees that career breaks are a factor in women earning less than men for the same job, but not the only one. She says another factor is that men and women end up in different industries with different pay scales.
So we have relatively more men in construction, mining, transport, for example. These are industries that are generally paid more, regardless mm-hmm. of if you're a male or female. And conversely, we have more women gravitating towards lower paid industries like healthcare and education and social assistance.
She says the fact that men are generally occupying the more senior roles does reflect biases and stereotypes as to how society thinks about leadership and judges men in different ways than the ways we judge women. This year, Australia marks the 50th anniversary of the landmark Equal Pay case of 1969, which ruled that women must be paid the same amount as men for the same work. But Leonora Risser says if you look at how things work in practice, it's not that simple.
When you pull it apart a little bit more, what you'll find is often, on average, men's earnings tend to be propped up more by things like bonuses and loading and salary sacrifice and a whole lot of other important financial components.
The issue is not just here in Australia. Britain's BBC found itself at the centre of an embarrassingly public row when it was revealed that some of its women TV and radio presenters were paid significantly less than men who were doing exactly the same job. The discrepancy saw the BBC's high-profile and highly respected China correspondent Carrie Gracie resign after she discovered she was earning more than £100,000 less than the BBC's Washington correspondent. One of the BBC presenters leading the campaign for pay parity is Jane Garvey, the presenter of the BBC's popular and long-running Woman's Hour. She says the process of making a complaint is not made easy.
For any woman to take a pay grievance, to follow that procedure, it has been time-consuming, it has been very stressful for many women, and it isn't easy to do. And it, to be honest, I don't think it was anything that many women expected to ever have to do.
WGEA Director Libby Lyon says all Australians deserve to experience workplaces where there is no place for discrimination, bias or inequality based on gender. Alan Lee, SBS News.